The German vanguard reaches the outskirts of Moscow, and even the end of the bus line that goes straight to Red Square. While the Soviet army holds back the advancing German troops, Stalin orders the parade commemorating the anniversary of the revolution to be held as usual. To galvanize his troops, Stalin makes a speech that invokes forbidden images from the past, the great soldiers from the time of the Tsars. Be worthy of your glorious ancestors, Alexander Nevsky, Dmitry Pozharsky, Alexander Suvorov, and Mikhail Kutuzov. Stalin has organized Moscow's defense in conjunction with one of his most brilliant generals, a tank specialist considered to be the Russian equivalent of Guderian, 45-year-old General Zhukov. Luck is on Zhukov's side. Sorg, the Soviet spy, has discovered that Japan, though it is Hitler's ally, has decided not to attack Russia because its primary enemy is the United States. This enables Zhukov to reduce the number of troops in the Far East. He brings over several of the Siberian divisions. They are well equipped. Siberians are not afraid of the cold. They are rugged outdoorsmen who are used to using their wits. They have brought their skis and their reindeer with them. And now they are going hunting for Germans. Zhukov wants to trap the Wehrmacht in a pincer movement.